Buddha nature, as I said, that whether it's Rangdongpa or Shendongpa, because the if we ask anyone what is the ultimate reality, then we all talk about this unity of appearance or emptiness, or let's say unity of luminous and the emptiness. Yeah, that is there. But I think, for example, like between Nagarjuna's approach and the Maitreya's approach, so to speak, what it says in commentary is that we are talking about the same thing from different aspects. Because even if you look at in the root text, it say, "Dendam ingi gongden." You know, this is the meaning of the ing. Ing refers to the emptiness. So, for example, from the Nagarjuna's point of view, he's talking more about the emptiness aspect of that, and then Maitreya is talking more from the luminous aspects. And also you can see that into the Buddha's second will meaning and the third will meaning, yeah? But ultimately, it has to be a unity. If you fall into one extreme and say this is only emptiness, it becomes like what we call meaningless emptiness. Tongba changche. And if it is like, oh, ultimate permanent Buddha nature, which is not emptiness, you also fall into the one extreme. We all have these difficulties when we talk about unity. We always wanted to choose one, you know, because it doesn't fit in our duality. It doesn't make sense when you say emptiness and the uncompounded, yeah? They always become a little bit like contradicts. But actually, that is the approach. And you use two contradicts, you go beyond all kind of extremes in duality. But yes, there's a little bit of different emphasis. For example, Rangdongpa, they're more emphasis on the emptiness aspect. And also their, for example, Buddha nature refers to more like mere emptiness, yeah? Not talk too much about the quality aspects of it. And like in Shendongpa's, yes, it is emptiness, there's no doubt, but that's not enough. We also emphasize on these luminous aspects of the Buddha nature and quality. And yes, sometimes they use a little bit very strong words such as in the truly established, you know, the permanent and such and such. But I think these are all two wings that should keep you, you know, in balance. If you look at the two wings, it almost looks opposite, yeah? You push here, it pushes here. But actually, it keeps you kind of on the middle way to understand what it really means. Not the real unity, yeah? Not this speculation unity. So that's what I think. And Mepham Rinpoche also says in his commentary again and again how they don't really contradict when you practice. And of course, you know, if you just talk it from the intellectual point of view, then we can discuss a lot.